I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That opening of Elf.
We've heard it 92 times this week.
17 times today. Hey, we missed you guys.
It's been a minute.
It's Christmas. Like, most parents are preparing to put their Santa gifts out and are, you know, waiting on Santa to come for the night.
I don't trust our
We're doing a podcast.
Yeah. We're in a podcast. I'm talking guarantee the big one's asleep.
So, here we are.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. This has been, first of all, thank you for listening. We appreciate everybody that's tuned in. It has been a crazy year for the Close Enough podcast. Do you want to do like a year-end review next time? Or
I think maybe. Yeah, we can do that.
It's just been a crazy year leading up to Christmas.
A musical year in review?
can I write the score?
Yes. No. Never
Where
mind.
Where do I fit the laser beam sound? But it's so crazy. We started this in March last year.
Last year, not 2020. Was it March or April?
March or April, right after the pandemic set in.
April. We got bored.
And so we've been pretty consistent since then. Yeah. Not as consistent the last few weeks, but it's been busy. I'm sure you guys have been busy. And like Stokes texted me and asked me what the last podcast was. And I told him, he's like, oh, I've already listened to that. He said, I thought I was missing one. He said, y'all need to record one.
Sorry, man.
So this is for the Stokeses and the Philip Smiths and all of our friends that listen and keep up with us. Hopefully you get some. This one should be good.
Yeah. That'll be what it is. I'm not going to put any, like,
no hype behind it.
No expectations, ever. Remember, if you keep your expectations low, then when anything good happens, you're going to be so happy.
Did you steal that from Spider-Man?
Yes, this is my life advice. You saw Spider-Man.
That's she literally says that.
Does she really?
Yeah, something like that. Like,
keep your expectations low.
Yeah, if you,
I thought it was like,
no,
but responsibility comes great.
If you always keep your expectations low, you can't be let down. That's what MJ says.
MJ, spirit animal, man.
Because she was waiting to see if she got right. I don't want to spoil it. Listen, let's start there.
Wait, because we all think I'm going to watch it.
You are doing yourself a disservice if you don't watch Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, but I have to know. Like,
you don't. That's the beauty of this movie. Listen, I'm going to give a spoiler-free account of my trip.
Please don't.
With my daughter. I said spoiler-free.
Are you going to review the movie?
No, no, no. Okay. I'm just going to tell you that you literally don't have to know anything about any of the other spot. They kind of explain it all. They kind of wrap it up in a nice little bow for you. But the nostalgia and the... it's such a good movie. It's the best Marvel movie I've ever seen. And that's
saying a lot, you nerd.
So I took Charlie on a school. First of all, I take Charlie and I'm like, take her on a school night. It's the Thursday before
the last day.
The last day before Christmas break. And I'm
major academic happenings.
Rigorous day of studies ahead.
Okay, at the high school we were doing some midterms, so middle school maybe not so much.
We got home near 1 o'clock in the morning after I attended my first orchestra concert of the year.
It was your turn.
And let's just say it's a work in progress.
There was a few enjoyable songs during Halloween, but I feel like you can make those cello sound a little spooky and it's matches.
I'm confused. Do you know much about music?
Me?
Yeah.
I took piano, by God.
Oh my God.
I took piano it was a couple years, 2 or 3 years. Maybe longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
I quit.
Mm-hmm.
In fifth grade, the bus would drop me off at the bottom of a hill in Forest Hills. Pine Hills. What's over behind Walmart? Old Walmart.
That's Forest Hills. No, yeah.
I don't know. Well, it dropped me off at this hill, and I had to walk up this big hill. Big hill. The walk to my piano teacher's house. Cool, cool house. She gave piano lessons up there. I was getting into a lot of different things by fifth grade, but the thing that there was a Doberman in the house next door and I would freak out and have so much anxiety about getting off the bus and that Doberman being out. And I was like, I'm done with piano.
The dog scared you away from piano.
That hill was pretty hard too. No, I just got, I had to start making choices and stuff.
Yeah.
By the time I got into middle school, but there were a lot of deterrents to me doing piano. So I was like, can I please stop doing this?
All that to ask you this question. The orchestra, is it the orchestra conductor?
Teacher?
It was the teacher, but what do you call the maestro?
Conductors, I guess. I don't know. Director?
She kept saying, in the next Christmas chorale, I was like, does she mean Christmas carol?
Wait. Is there another word?
I don't know. So if you're a musician out there.
I don't think my piano training.
You didn't know it was a carol or a chorale.
I can play We Three Kings right now on a piano. Just the beginning. Just the We Three Kings beginning. I still remember that.
You going places, chick. You got lots to.
I wish that's something that I had pursued, actually, was music more than what I did.
You have a beautiful singing voice.
No, not that part. But, I really want Charlie to keep doing music.
Oh, God.
Because it's just such a well-rounded thing. But I don't know. I don't know if I can get her to keep going through high school. Are you thirsty?
Yeah.
I can hear it.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Oh. Do you have any musical knowledge? Did you ever take piano lab?
Yeah, I took piano lab.
I got...
No, I mean...
They let me out. I was in there and I could play, so
yeah. No, I don't... I never really wanted it, you know? I play a mean air guitar.
Did you do choir?
In, sixth grade.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. They didn't invite me back once because I pretended I was at a concert and pretended I had a lighter in my hand.
Then you were at a chorus concert?
No, I was in choir.
Uh-huh.
Pretending that I had a lighter in my hand.
Pretending that you were
at a concert, waving back and forth, and the teacher just really did not appreciate my sixth grade humor. So it was a good time. But that got me, a free period. Remember how, all your co-curriculars, seventh period or something like that?
And there was no account. You could just wander off. I feel like back in those days,
yeah,
we could just left. And nobody would be they're somewhere.
They're in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah, so somehow I just didn't go anymore and went somewhere else. I don't know where I went, but it's crazy.
And they let us choose that. Yeah, they did. Oh, how far education has...
Oh, yeah, you could not... in my head, I want to do stuff like that where, kids openly, choose a place to be. They're like, can't do that. They've got to be in the system. You got to...
Track them.
I see how we're going to check in attendance. I don't know. Call their name from a list. A shared Google
Doc.
Who's
in this class today?
Raise your hand. Sign in. We'll figure out the details later. I don't know. I hate that part. My head feels like it could.
But it's Christmas break. Let's not talk about school.
Okay. Well, fine.
You gotta purge it out of your system every once
in
a while.
I turned in my homework.
How did that go, Abigail?
Asshole.
Got rejected the next morning. She was so mad.
Okay,
she was so mad.
I didn't. So it's got this.
Gary 1, Abby 0.
Does this make you feel good? Does my intense depression and anxiety make you feel good?
No, I felt so horrible for you.
Okay.
She said, she's like, all caps, expletives. I didn't tag whatever.
Okay.
And I was like, so you didn't put the at sign?
Basically. So they will give you a list of competency things that you have to say that you've done. Okay. I did all of them. I did all of them. And you have to annotate. So I like use their annotation tool that's special to their program. And I click on it. It makes a number. I go over. I write the annotation, explanation of what it is. On explaining the competency indicator that I just used, they also want me to click a plus sign and tag the competency indicator.
Yeah.
I just wrote a paragraph about it. Why do I have to tag it? Like, I guess it's so the computer can like recognize that I've done that, and that infuriates.
So when you share this podcast this week, tag somebody.
Yeah, please tag. Tag and annotate. Double explain, triple explain what you're doing. Like stuff like that. This is why I did not go back to, this is exactly why I did not go back to get my rank one, because I don't jump through hoops very well. I can jump through hoops. I don't want to, and I get really bitchy about it. So anyway, I did find a way to go back. I had to redo a bunch of stuff.
It didn't take you too long.
It did not. I just wanted to be really angry about it because that was so stupid. So I had to turn it back in. It's not been graded yet or whatever they do. Check plus or yay, you passed or not. So I'm working on my next thingy mahoogie, and I'm trying to get caught up.
That old thingy mahoogie.
Micro-credential. I don't know. I really needed to get that in, though, and like I could breathe a little better the next day that I turned that in. That was a really big block for me.
Like getting it going.
Yeah, knowing that it's so stupid easy. I just don't want to take the time to do it. So I don't want to have to worry about that. There's something there that's, you know, frustrating to me, but.
Well, I'm glad you got it done. Just in time for Christmas break.
Yes.
And that's where we, hopefully everybody is at Christmas break.
Gary's going to be on break with me a little bit.
I am. It was a value. It was value for my off time. Mm-hmm. And this time of year usually is like with, I can take 3 days off. Like I can get charged for 3 days off, but I'm actually off 11 days.
What?
Yeah, because I have a holiday Thursday and Friday.
Uh-huh.
So I take off Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Holiday next Thursday and Friday.
Oh, so the timing's really good.
Yeah,
for y'all.
So the timing's good.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Nice. And most everybody does that. So if you're looking for some governmental office in the next week, probably.
So I'm sending Gary back to work.
No.
Bye. No. We'll do good. We'll have fun. Hopefully.
We got all of our shopping done early.
Ish, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for the most part. We've already had one, went through one Christmas party with family. Harlan loves Christmas, and it is the best. It has lightened my dark heart.
I have cried at least 65 times today. It's like the hormones and having a four-year-old who is finally understanding the holiday, and he's excited.
Who loves everything. A box? I love it.
I love it. He just started saying, I love it. He fell in love with Save-A-Lot for the first time. I took him to Save-A-Lot the other day.
Abby.
On this mission to find two things. I could not find cinnamon rolls. The one thing that I wanted, I didn't get Gary a lot for Christmas, feeling kind of crappy about that. So I do make.
To be fair, I didn't. I told her not to give me anything.
That's bullshit, though. Nobody believes that. Everybody says that, but they don't believe it. They don't really mean it.
That's true.
So I mean, I wanted to get you something. Like, I want the cinnamon roll casserole on Christmas morning to be like.
That I do request.
Right. So you requested that, and the thing I need for that, obviously, cinnamon rolls. I go to Kroger. It was a madhouse. I'm like, well, that sucks. There's no cinnamon rolls. Surely the next day.
Don't call me Shirley.
whilst at Walmart, I can find cinnamon rolls. Cinnamon rolls. Like, I feel like that's a common
staple. The apocalypse is coming, bros.
None. Zero. Also, have been looking for fresh cranberries. Those are...
Is it cranberry season?
Yes.
It is? I'm to be fair, I don't even know how you grow cranberries. They're in a marsh. They're in a mosh.
Have you not seen the Ocean Spray commercial? That's why I said
it's in a mosh.
So, these are just the small things I wanted and I've been looking for. Can't find. Apparently, there's a few other things. Cream cheese.
I saw Amazing Grazing.
Yeah. Was selling. Four
and blocks. People are like, oh my God, thank you. I was like, what the hell?
I don't know what people are making. I make a lot of shit with cream cheese. Buy that shit early. It has a good date on it. You can keep that stuff for a while. Anyway, so I really wanted to get you cinnamon rolls to make this casserole. Could not find them anywhere. Save a lot. Pulled through. Not only did they have cinnamon rolls, they had name brand. Like they had their brand plus
Pillsbury.
Stocked. All of the cinnamon rolls.
And Harlan was in love.
Harlan rolling through the store. First, he called everybody Guy. Hey, Guy, to everyone. And so...
He's Canadian from South Park.
He is in the cart, loving life. Somebody's in front of us. Hey, Guy! And the woman turns around and is like, it's me, Harlan.
He has been introducing himself to everybody, including us.
Yes. Yeah, he walked in the other morning. Hey, Mom, it's me, Harlan. Hey, bud.
Yeah.
So,
oh, I'm glad you told me. I forgot who you were. Hey, just saw you a mere 4 minutes ago.
I'm your mother. But in Save a Lot, I love it here. I love it. And he got Applejack. Apparently loves Applejacks.
So he's been watching this Numberjacks on YouTube, which is super weird. Like, have you actually watched it?
Yes.
It is super weird.
But the numbers, like, solve problems.
Yes.
And there is some number sense happening, and he's picking up on that.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm down with it.
But he calls that Applejacks, so.
But, babe, how did he know that Applejack cereal?
Who's to say?
I don't know. I don't know how
he's
making
that. He's a savant.
He can't read.
I think he can.
There, no way.
I mean, like, I think he has a memory of what things say.
Okay,
like
so he saw like Jax.
Yes.
Okay, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think it's he can. I think it's just memorization.
Okay, maybe. So anyway, he got his Apple Jacks and was freaking so happy as we're like leaving. He's like, I love it. So that's to say that everything right now has been, I love it.
Opening presents. He loves everything.
I love it.
But we knew when he would open, there'd be one thing that would just. And probably the first thing, and we were right.
He'll hyperfixate on it, and...
And it was his jam.
Yeah.
If you've asked him in the last month, what's Santa going to bring you for Christmas?
PJ Masks toys. Okay.
And there is no question that that's what he wants.
And that's what Santa going to bring Sissy, PJ Masks toys.
Yeah. Okay. He thinks everybody should have it.
So...
So we were really looking forward to in the morning. So hopefully you get to listen to this on your drive to your family, to your friend, to the countryside, to leave your family and friends behind because you've been with them too long. We're lucky because, and I say, I mean, we were lucky to get to spend time with family in the past, but we've been lucky the last couple of years to get like a full day to our family, just our immediate family.
Our routines are changing, and I don't know if maybe looking back when you were a kid, I don't remember routines changing ever.
Mine are still intact,
right?
Basically.
So, for us, I know the pandemic obviously changed everybody's routines last year, but traditionally, you know, it was my grandparents, and then on Christmas Eve, and then you know, I'm with Gary, and now we're going
everywhere.
Three places on Christmas Eve, three to four places on Christmas Day. Then you start adding kids. But, you know, I've lost both my grandparents or my grandparents that we go to on that night. I've got my, you know, nanny on the other side, but she's going somewhere else now. Yeah. So, like, those traditions stopped. And
so we've got the last two Christmases basically to ourselves. So we're trying to do our own traditions.
Trying to. We do a...
If you're Abby's friend on Facebook, you'll see we made cookies. I love how it says cookies.
Cookies.
And reindeer food. And we went out Oh, really thought it'd be magical to drive through and look at Christmas lights. We had a whole plan because Abby was going to drive because she says I drive too fast. I mean, once you see them, I don't need to stop and marvel. They're all Christmas lights. But
okay, we have a top, like Hardland has slow processing. He literally needs time to process it, and you are flying by the lights.
Also, he doesn't care.
But once he sees it, he's like happy.
Yeah. Tonight he was all about the music. And so there's just one spot. I won't call out where it is just in case they're listening. But like this magical display. Like we were talking, it probably is an all day affair or a whole weekend affair to just assemble this.
Oh, I give it a week. I bet you have to do that for a week. Just getting the electricity and that stuff up and working.
Yeah. Inflatables and all. We drive by and there's a car in front of us. So we get to it. Everything's off. All the inflatables are on the ground. The car in front of us does an immediate U-turn and just leaves. I'm like, well, don't blame you, bro.
I don't know. Like, what's the expectation there? Like, you kind of have become the place that people know to come and expect to see.
I mean, we ain't chipping in on an electric bill.
True.
You know?
But I was kind of like, damn. Like, it totally kind of.
Yeah.
Just wanted to go
it
home.
It kind of deflated us. And then we went through a couple other subdivisions and it was like,
not happening.
Santa Slay is going to have a rough time this year.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed. Christmas spirit. So I would love to be in one of those neighborhoods where they have
contest,
a Christmas light contest. Okay. I don't know enough about it, but I think there's an extra.
We need to talk to Matt McCarthy because a genius. His display, Matt, yes. If you're listening.
Like he's got that tech and stuff to it. The more modern version. I feel like there's enough of me that's just extra enough. Like you would not contribute whatsoever. I don't feel like.
I'm competitive, so. But listen, for me, I would have, and I've always wanted this, and we saw it at Save a Lot a decade ago in Abbey. It was like
Save a Lot.
I'm sorry, Big Lots.
Uh-huh.
Like a 6 foot tall inflatable Homer Simpson.
I regret that.
You were a hard no on it.
Living in a double wide in Bath County, thought I was some bougie. Like, I don't know what I thought I was, but like trying to do like country Christmas or something, like, you know, like I thought I was going to have a theme or something. That's when all my Christmas trees had a theme. I regret that. I wish we bought.
And that's what killed my Christmas spirit.
Now listen.
That rejection.
We have put together a Simpsons Village every year that we could. This year we had technical difficulties with storage.
Did we?
Where the hell are we putting all the bourbon?
Oh, it wasn't technical difficulty. Now it's a bourbon display.
Yeah. Oh,
you could have got me a bourbon case for Christmas. My birthday's coming up, though.
It's not Father's Day.
President's Day?
President's Day.
I don't know. Valentine's Day.
When you say a bourbon, never mind. We're not having this conversation right now. I have shown you what I wanted. I need a truck and a trip to the flea market.
That's not what I wanted, though.
You act like you have a choice. Anyway, so we've had our Simpsons Village. I love that Simpsons Village.
Yeah.
When it's up and in all its glory, but Hardland decapitated about four homers.
Luckily, we have those in like triplicate, like those little ones. So
yeah. But he was really into that last year. That would have been destroyed this year.
Oh yeah, because he wants to play with things.
He destroyed my vintage Santa. Its feet are broken.
Yeah.
Just out of sheer, it's Lenny. He's not
having a cat was bad.
It's Lenny. He gets really excited. Just squeezes things to death. But
so we've been trying to chill some.
It's been great. Like I know I woke up like a little bit more relaxed knowing
Let me give you a direct quote from Abby.
No way.
Been to the gym 2 days in a row. I was like, you'll take a shower? She says, I don't shower on break.
I really don't. I don't
I was
have
like,
to.
wait.
I do. Time
like
out.
In the summer or
no, no. No, I do. I don't make it a priority though. Like where am I going in the house? I'll take a shower. I took a shower yesterday. Just didn't wash my hair.
Okay.
I did, I swear. I promise.
There's no
And then
judgment.
I showered before my spray
I'm
tan.
I'm the last one that can judge you on that.
I showered before my spray tan, $10 spray tans.
Yeah, we got a spray tan. Listen, we cuddled up last night, just her and I. We watched Beanie Baby Mania. or Beanie Mania. It's on HBO Max. Listen.
He was like, do you want to watch a documentary about Beanie Babies? Yep. Like,
first of all, before we get into the story, we are into the documentary. Abby makes a Facebook post. Oh, my God, guys, you've got to see this, blah, blah, blah.
I was truly intrigued.
Within, probably before she hit send, lights were dimming in her head. She does not know how it ends. She doesn't know what happens.
I was, for the record, when I posted that, I am so intrigued by these people's lives. I do have something wrong with me that I can fall asleep super fast. It's a condition. I really can fall asleep.
I envy it, but.
When it's time to turn everything off, the lights go out and we go to sleep. Now, totally different story when I wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning. I was like crying in bed this morning reading a friend's poetry that he had sent me. And Gary's like, what are you doing? I'm like, reading poetry. He was like, at 4 in the morning? Yes, it's so beautiful. Go to bed.
There's no poetry that would want me to get out of bed at 4 a.m.
It was so pretty. Okay, so the Beanie Baby thing. Let's back. We lived it.
Like, we lived that. We were in our formative years when that happened.
That was number one. I think the coolest part about it is, like, you're watching something that you remember. So maybe that's, like, the best appeal to this particular documentary.
Yes.
Because I think for the other documentaries we've watched,
we didn't have a connection.
I've been intrigued because I'm like, this happened in the United States and nobody knew about it. Like, you know, like,
yeah, we knew this was happening.
But I didn't know how, like,
big it was.
Big. And all of it happened. I kept saying to you, this is before the internet. Really.
Yeah, the
really
internet's hit. What really boosted it.
But the initial, like, craze.
When the woman said, I had a $2,000 phone bill.
Yes.
I was like, wait.
First of all.
Those are time. You did have to have long distance back then.
Yeah. Yeah, it started out this little girl. One of them, her daughter, just kind of thought they were cute. And then
it's the grown-ups that ruin everything.
They do. The woman.
These four. So to set the stage, it's these four or five. I mean, there's a bunch of different characters in there. But there's this group that live just outside of Chicago that start collecting these things. And they want to collect all of them. And then they start. And this is pre-internet. And so they're like calling the distributor. They're calling Ty, toy company,
and nobody know. That's a mystery. Who Ty is?
Yeah.
Is a mystery, right?
I mean, they talk about him. They show him at the end.
But I wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
But he refuses to get on for the interview.
He doesn't do interviews or anything. But one of the ladies worked for People Magazine as one of the only people that ever really got to interview him. So they're there's all these Beanie Babies. The secondary market becomes huge, and then all the fringe things like magazines, conventions, all this stuff. My favorite dude's the guy they call the Beanie Meanie.
Yes.
He's like, this is going to pop. This is not, if you're buying these as an investment, you're wasting your money. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, boom.
I mean.
It tanks.
It's insane that people, these
grown people that were like, I spent all my money, Beanie bankruptcy.
The woman that is like, she worked in several.
Worked for the FBI.
FBI, all these jobs. But she was just obsessed.
Yeah.
And I don't know what part of your brain, I don't think I have that collector mentality.
I don't either.
I think I have other things that I would get like really into and want to follow through. But that is so time consuming that I could not imagine what it would take. And the commitment.
Oh, yeah.
The commitment to taking your time off. And at this point.
And driving to toy stores.
Well, and it was if you heard them at the beginning, these weren't toy stores. They had to go to like these small like gift shops.
Yeah. Like a hospital gift shop.
Hospital gift shop. Like back when like there were Hallmarks and stuff like that. Yeah.
The main company didn't targeted like small business. They were not going to sell in Walmart or, you know. Kmart or anything like that.
And so the fact is this is going on with no advertising, no social media presence, no influencer.
No marketing.
Saying, go get this. There's no TikTok thing of like, you got to have this late. Like, none of that is happening.
Now, it showed that towards the end where like the Colleen girl, big on YouTube and stuff, her and her mom go through their Beanie Baby collection and look at the prices and stuff like that.
But, you know, I just, that mentality of someone who like wants to just devote their time to this one thing. And like, I'm going to make Beanie Babies.
Like baseball cards or.
My personality. Like, yeah. I just.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, so we've got like more than average bottles of bourbon in our home, but
they're all open.
They're all open. Somebody's drink, taken a sip out of them. Gary.
That's not even a good, like, I've seen real collectors.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's not.
Yeah. Gary will take like this to a friend, like, it's no big deal to us. Where, you know, there are people who are like chasing the next, you know, they're spending tons of money in raffles and trying to chase the next bottle of Pappy and stuff like that. And even people who like get pumped, I guess like Starbucks cups are a thing.
I wouldn't
know. I just know from like, oh, I got the new, I like they're seasonal or something, like these plastic. I can't. Like, I just don't know what it would be like to get excited about something that's popular. Because I'm like, do they sell that at Walmart? Is it like, you know,
I don't know. It's,
I don't think I've ever been.
A fandom intrigues me because I feel like I've not a collector, but a true fan of something,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
I haven't stepped into the collector myself. Like, I have a whole Simpsons thing, but that's mostly, you know, gifts and things like right. that. People that know I like it, you know, my mom's played a huge role in that.
Yeah.
And I love it. Like, right. I love it. Charlie asked us last night, what's your favorite TV show of all time?
We both, when she asked Gary that, we both said The Simpsons when it was his turn.
I mean, I have a obscure Simpsons character tattooed on my leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even like a main, I have an obscure.
Yeah. So,
but I can see, like, I love but to physically have something.
No.
And then the people that were buying it, it's like the scum, I don't want to say scummy, the entrepreneurial part of it, like to buy it, resell it. And in the peak of it was huge.
Yeah.
There were, and then there was scummy things, the counterfeits.
Yeah.
Cargo theft.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. When they were showing people that were going to McDonald's and buying, when the Teeny Beanies came out in the Happy Meal, buying 20 Happy Meals, throwing the food away.
No. Go to a homeless shelter. Give that out. Listen, oh, my God.
If you're that far in, you don't. So.
You know, I think this summer, McDonald's had a little Thai Beanie Baby throwback, or there was some little. I think they were like Beanie Babies.
That was one of their only like corporate things they ever did.
No, I think the summer they had something, because I'm on this like mom's like buy sell group, and this mom would post like, hey, we've got these four. Does anybody have? We're still looking for like the baby seal. And I'm like, what? What? I like put this, you put that stuff in a bucket and you give it out at Halloween. Like, what are you talking about?
25 cent yard sale items.
Yeah. Like, it entertains Harlan long enough to, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it drives me crazy. I hate that stuff. And he loves those daggone supplies eggs, the Kinder eggs. And the junk that comes in there drives me. It's these little pieces of plastic.
Which he's more about the chocolate, to be honest.
He's like, oh, look. And then it's like chocolate. And he just rubs it all on his face, which just make some solid chocolate, please, Kinder, and put that in there. I think it's,
yeah.
Please stop the melted chocolate.
Yeah.
Also, maybe I should just not buy it anymore. Like, that's probably more on me than you, but I'm, like, yelling at you. But how listen.
Dare me be accountable for my own actions.
When we're in the line to check out, the beautiful thing about his lack of, well, actual, like, monetary number sense and value of things is he can have, for instance, the other day, he had, like, two $20 Toy Story toys in the cart, and I was like, whatever, I just need to get through this like shopping trip. And but by the time I like go by, and there's like a $2 book of PJ Masks, and I'm like, hello, and we do the old switch, and
well, he was toss just it as up, happy.
Just as happy. When we're at Kroger and he's losing his mind over some like $25 Paw Patrol balloon that he saw in the floral department. I'm like, do you want a surprise egg? Yes. I don't care. Get seven surprise. Get, no, we don't do seven. We'll get a surprise egg. He's so happy. We check out. Life is good.
Yeah. And anytime I come home now, when I come home from work, Dad, did you go to the grocery store?
Well, he loves the grocery store. This kid
He thinks everywhere we go is a grocery store.
He will even say, bye, have fun at the grocery store.
Yeah, his little voice.
Okay, man. We'll have fun at the grocery store. But
yeah. But so anyway, Beanie Baby Mania, worth it on HBO Max.
I want to finish it because the only thing I kept saying is like, I want to get to the McDonald's part. When are they going to talk about McDonald's?
Yeah.
Because that's what I remember. I know the Beanie Babies were out there. I don't think I had one.
I mean, I know I didn't. Like,
maybe I had one, but I don't think I had it as like a, ooh, I want. Now, hang on. I will say I always wanted a troll doll.
I don't think the secondary market for troll dolls were that huge. No,
but do you remember troll dolls? Yeah, I wanted one of those. Those became like really popular around like birthday parties and people were getting them. I was like, God.
I can remember there was like, a guy that lived on 3C Trail. And you probably remember this too. Anybody who's from Moorhead remembers this. A guy, he had like a little pickup truck with all the troll dolls.
Mm-hmm. Like glued on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So weird.
I love it. I support it. Let that freak flag fly. Now, you know someone who actually got in the Beanie Baby business.
I think Dave Trent, I think maybe urban legend, but I feel like that was the start of his entrepreneurial career when we were in high school.
I don't
was early days of eBay trading Beanie Babies. I'm not sure. Dave, if you're listening.
eBay was when we were in high school?
Yeah.
No.
That was the Elon Musk eBay, yeah.
What do you mean Elon Musk eBay?
Elon Musk created eBay.
Really?
Oh my God.
I thought he did like rockets and shit.
That's how he got the money to start SpaceX. Him and his brother.
Huh. The more you know.
Listen, I was listening. He's so weird. I'm so intrigued by Elon Musk.
His name is Elon.
Well, he's from South Africa. And he's when he talks, you can see him thinking. Like he doesn't talk like us. Like there's, you can see the wheels turn in his head before he actually says something. And so I saw a clip today where he was talking about how like titles are so irrelevant.
What do you mean?
Like CEO, CFO, chief.
English teacher. I was like, what?
Yeah. Like titles in companies are so irrelevant, and that he actually changed his name to Techno King. That's his official title of his business.
I just would always refer back to my favorite titles are those at children's toddler beauty pageants when it's like Supreme, Mega Supreme, Ultimate Mega Supreme, Grand Champion
that
Supreme
sounds
Ultra.
Sounds like some KKK stuff.
It does. And I'm like,
the Supreme Dragon Elite.
I'm like, how do you know if you want?
Little Kimberly.
That's always so weird. What is happening when that happens? Because I'm like, how do you know if you won? What's good? Like,
because everybody wins something now.
I think that's what ends up happening in those situations. And it's kind of like titles. You can keep adding letters on that, you know.
Yeah. And that in business, that's basically what he said, that you don't need those positions those titles.
I'm fine with that.
And I don't know shit about business, so. Let me tell you a business that is under my skin right now.
Okay, all right.
Next month.
What grinds his gears?
What grinds my gears today? Let me tell you. We are going with our dear friends, podcast supporter.
Yes.
Seth Thatcher and his lovely wife, Colby, to see probably my true soulmate, Tom Segura.
Y'all, the first time I saw Tom Segura on a Netflix special, I distinctly remember I'm in our bedroom. It was like one of those nights where I wanted to just purr.
It was Mostly Stories. That's the name of the...
Yes.
Go watch Mostly Stories. You'll get
And
it.
I'm sitting
That's
there.
That's my humor. That's how I act.
And I had never... I've listened to him on podcasts, but I had never sat and listened to him do a whole act. I'd heard like a few little clips. I immediately call Gary into the room. I'm like, sit down. Sit down and listen to this man. Say things that are in your soul, that are in your heart. I am appalled. Like I am shocked at how I didn't think there were other people like you, and he is making money for it.
Yeah.
So like, what the heck?
So anyway, we're going to see Tommy Buns
mm-hmm.
at the world famous Ryman Auditorium.
I've never been to the Ryman
in Nashville. Now, if you recall, we went to Nashville over the summer and had an amazing time.
Mm-hmm. Super fun.
Spent a couple days there, did the nightlife, ate awesome food. Nice. So I am very pumped to go back to Nashville mm-hmm. in a different season. Like, I don't know how it is in January where it's going to be cold, like whatever.
It's going to be cold.
So I'm getting Airbnbs, right? And I'm looking places around the Ryman, you know, somewhere we can Uber, whatever, close. Find this awesome Airbnb. It's like $125, two bedrooms, whatever. Click on it. Final price, $260. I'm like, what the fuck is this? How you going to advertise for...
Hang on. I want to make note that right now, you are irate over this, and if you don't recall, I, too, went through the Airbnb via Nashville, hotel, hopper, all of that stuff, when I was trying to find a place to stop with the kids on the way to Memphis.
Yeah.
And I kept telling you this, and I don't think it processed with you. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And you're like, how much do you think things should cost?
Well,
and I'm like,
well, here's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, don't advertise it for $86 a night. And then when I go to look at it, it's going to be $250. That's just tell me $250. I'm not going to click on it. I'm not $250 a night material.
Let's just say it's $100. Let's say that's the fee. That's the what your host is asking. Well, then you read the fine print there. It's like, and I think Nashville.
It's not fine print. It's right there for you in bold. We're going to charge you for all the things. Entertainment fee, taxes for living close to something that's fun.
And I think it's from what I found out, I think it's a Nashville thing.
Yes.
Because.
I stayed for $50 a night in a horse stable.
Because you got to think, all those Airbnbs are definitely taken away from the hotel business and this and that. So they get tax and occupancy tax, which is fine. So like if you get a hotel room for $125, you know it's going to be $140 or something because you're going to get taxed. You got to add the tax to it.
And you're not finding.
But the base price is still $100. Then it's $75 cleaning fee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bitch, hire me to clean it. Take that off my bill.
I'll stay an extra hour and mop your floor.
Yeah, I won't be there for like 10, 12 hours max, you know, sleeping there.
Right.
And then I'm just like, oh my God. So then the first one we look at, two bedroom, I book it. And to be fair, I glossed over it. It looked amazing. Turns out it wasn't two bedroom.
It was two beds.
So I scrapped that, tried to find, you know, because you don't.
And I did not trust those photos. They looked total stock. They did not look real.
Well,
you never saw people in them. Like, it looked way too.
I don't think they put people in the picture.
No, but you know, like it didn't look like a real photo.
Yeah.
Like somebody stood out with an iPhone and took the picture. Like these.
And the place we stayed prior was booked.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which was in a good location.
Yeah. So anyway, it was that. I'm just like, God. But I'm so, like, we're going to Nashville twice. Mm-hmm. Because then we're going to go see the other bear, Bert Kreischer. Mm-hmm.
Birdie boy.
And so this is, I don't know. We're not seeing him till April, like the week before prom.
And that actually became a point of contention because one of the gifts we were going to get that we got our daughter.
Yeah. I mean, we could have got her anything, so we didn't have to
get
her
that. Right. We didn't have to get her that. But, like, we were going to be gone, but it worked out. I think we picked the right gift, the right event, which you told her. She's been grilling me. She's like, so what's the event we're going to? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Listen, I just dropped little hints.
No, you literally said you and mom are going to an event in a couple months. And she's like, what is it? What play are we going to? I know that Waitress is in town. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Who told you we're going to an event? Dad? He was very certain. I'm like, your dad's a liar. You know your dad likes to lie. Like, I've had to put that off all day today. And she's like, I can't wait to open my gift. Is it going to be like in the past when you got me concert tickets? So, like, low-key, are we really going to go to New York? I'm like, no.
Yes. Charlie asked for a boat yesterday.
Dead ass. Sat in the back seat and goes, you know what I really want for Christmas? I'm thinking, like, oh, cool. Like, what's a really fun gift that this kid wants for Christmas? I love a boat. Like, I just feel like summers at the lake would be so fun. Okay. Like.
So do I, bitch.
Like, you. What do you mean summers at the lake would be so much? Of course they'd be fun, but what? No. What do you, how are you going to get there every day? Who is taking
We're living on the lake.
To the lake? Like,
I would love
I swear to
God. I know it's late. If we had somebody that just had like an old John boat, they just bring drop off on the front
yard. Oh, my God.
And be like, hey, Charlie, look outside.
Like I said, we got you a boat.
You got to buy your own paddle, though.
I am going to try to figure out how to make an origami boat tonight.
Oh, my God.
Does that mean?
No.
It's a boat. Put it in her stocking. Got you a boat.
Boats and hoes. Speaking of boats.
I want a job just naming people's boats.
I feel like that's personal.
I don't care. I will, like, you can hire me. I can, like, come up with names for you. Like, you can give me your vibe and I'll do that.
Let me read your aura real quick. See what
I didn't say that. I didn't say we're like.
Let's meditate.
Meditate on it with you.
We went and did our annual trip with all of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see that. Good. Got to see them. Got to see my cousin Adam.
Giselle.
Shout out to Adam and Giselle. I was trying to explain this to Charlie and she was so, I was like, so my cousin Adam is Jason's cousin Adam.
Oh my God. She should get this because we had to do this a lot with her.
Yeah.
Charlie loves being related to people.
My cousin married Jason's aunt.
Right.
You know, and so she's like, that's so Kentucky. I was like, well, no, you're not wrong.
Like, no, but.
That's what happens when you live in a town. Like, people marry each other and you get. So, but we went out to eat. And Jason, who we went to his family's cabin. Like a true, elegant statesman, proper attorney that he is, ordered chicken tenders.
Chicken tendies.
With the menu 6 centimeters from
why
his eyeballs.
Are you flaming on him right now?
I love. Listen, the day I stop is the day that you know I don't give a shit about you anymore. So we go out there and we're waiting on Matt and Micah,
who said they were going to come,
and so we did a whole photo shoot. Tell them how we really feel. There was a video filmed, and then
because we didn't really think they were coming, because Matt had a ball game, and it was late, and it's
like, so there's
we're old now.
We're in a place where there's no cell phone service.
Well,
yep. There's no internet. There's no nothing. But I found when I went out to get firewood, there was one, I walk outside, and my cell phone starts going. I was like, oh, right here, you can get a little signal. So Abby goes out to try to text them.
I got this.
Has her light on.
Stop
on her
it.
Phone.
Nope. I'm going to tell you the real story. Gary's like, hey, go, because I'm trying to send this video to Micah. He's like, go step out here. There's cell service. I'm like, really? And I walk off, and I distinctly have this memory, okay? You get off the porch. There's a step down. I have my light on. I'm like, ooh, that would have been really bad if I fell and missed that step. I'm really glad I had my light on. And I keep walking over the thing, and on the concrete patio, and as soon as I get to the edge, I don't realize I'm necessarily on the edge. Like, there are no lights in this place. Okay. It is see every star in the sky, middle of nowhere. It's beautiful. Like, I love that feeling of like driving out there because you're away. So I literally, at that time, you know how like when you get cell service and you start getting notifications,
mm-hmm.
like, two notifications came in really fast. I'm like, oh, I get excited. Cause I'm like, oh, that's it. It's right here. And I'm on the ground. It was a solid, how big of a drop?
I'd say it was almost 2 foot, like 18 inches.
My ankle is under me, twisted. And I go, ah, like this. No, and I'm like, help. Nobody.
There's nobody around.
And I'm like, is it broken? I don't think I heard anything snap. Like, my ankles do this. They've been doing this since 1993. They just give out. So I managed to get up. I'm like, that's going to hurt. That's going to really hurt. But I manage. I'm good. I'm like, oh, I just got to work it out. It's got to stay moving. Oh, man. Next day, solid.
So the next few days, we've been checking in on the percentage of Abby's ankle.
So I got up the first day. I thought I may have to go get this x-rayed because it's hurting in a weird way. And it had like,
there was no swelling though.
There was no swelling, but it just hurt in a different way than a sprained ankle hurt. You know, like I couldn't.
That was
get
your
to
pride.
My pride was gone. I had none. I was like, dang, if I, so then I had this moment of like, if even if you go in and it's sprained, they're going to put you in a stupid ass boot and I'm not going to go in a boot. Cause I feel like they give those boots to everybody now. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, listen, babe, I love you more than anything on this planet.
Well, don't you start.
But the rate at which you injure yourself in this ankle, you, I would think by now that it, you are Wolverine. Nope.
That ankle. Other one? That one at Nashville in the shoes, that was my left one. This was righty. They have both been injured multiple times. I think they're rubber. I should just walk around. Do you remember rocket socks? I should just walk around my ankles taped. Get Gruber. I need to get my ankles taped. Listen,
if Abby was to, if we wake up in the morning and Abby's like, oh my gosh, sprained my ankle, there is zero surprise. Like, oh, okay. That's like, it's like she said, I'd made a cup of coffee.
I don't, they just give out and I'm fat and I just fall over and I can get back up and
I get knocked down.
The issue was I always roll to the outside. This one went to the inside. It went to a different, don't really go in. So that's where I was like, that's going to suck. So I immediately, not the next day, the next day was a rough day. The day after was like, I'm going to the gym and I'm going to walk until it doesn't hurt anymore.
Just walk it out. Just walk it out.
That has been my mode every day and we've been slowly progressing. I've got pretty, do your ABCs and you twist it and roll it. And I just, I can't fat, like I'm at that age now. Like
nobody ever tells you
like things hurt for days
that you're old. Like, cause in my brain, I don't feel old.
My body says,
but I'm like, you know what?
The hell are you doing?
A good cough, and I'm going to shit my pants. And I have done that. Like, I just can't control my bowels.
What is that an age thing, or is that just you? I don't know that's an age thing. Do speaking old people
with my
poop
elders,
them?
Yes.
They poop
yes,
themselves?
100%. I don't want to call anybody out.
Males and females?
I don't know, females. There's some incontinence going on with some females. They we have Depends for a reason. Like they didn't make
that's
those
peeing.
Up.
I thought that's all peeing. That's not pooping. Now I will straight pee myself with a hard sneeze all the time. Like when I feel one coming on, I have to squeeze and wrap the leg around. It's an effort, or I will straight pee down my legs. But I've never like had the urge to poop myself because of a cough. That is not why we have Depends.
It's like saying diapers are only for people. Like it's an adult diaper.
I think there is like a really elderly age where you poop yourself, but I don't think our age poops ourselves. That's you, man. You got something going on since that colonoscopy. You had a couple of them.
Oh, Abby, listen, I was the voice of reason here. Abby wanted me to put my colonoscopy pictures on a card and give it out for Christmas, just to our closest.
Why are you, I still think we could do it. Why are you telling them the surprise?
It needs to be updated. I need a newer one.
No, well, now you ruined the surprise.
We weren't.
I have been. There's no surprise. I have been looking up butt and Christmas puns to see what would come together.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know. For months, and you just ruined that. You took that from me.
For months?
It's been a while. Well, I've had this on my plan for a while.
You plan things out too much. I'm very impulsive, just like bam.
How's that working out for you?
I'm still alive.
But barely. But you poop yourself.
I've shat myself a time or two. Oh, but it's Christmas, guys. And listen,
what's the transition there?
Just had to get away from that topic. Just incriminating myself. Oh, the New Year's right. We're gonna get one more in before New Year. We got a New Year's party to attend.
We do.
Well, you scheduled it.
I did.
Yeah.
What I schedule?
This was right after your ankle injury.
What did I schedule?
We'll talk about it later.
Did I legit schedule something?
Yeah.
At our house?
No.
Okay. No. I don't remember scheduling anything. We need to get that's a text okay. message going.
So it's like New Year's resolution time, and I'm not going to ask you for yours, even if you have.
I'm not doing one.
Mm-mm. So there'll be some, we can set some goals and some
manifest some intentions.
Yeah.
Just speak it to the universe.
You said manifest. We gonna manifest.
Charlie has been messing up words all week, and it has been hilarious. She actually tried to say "short." As a matter of fact, yesterday. She said "sharp." I was like, "What? Excuse me."
I just sharped myself.
That's what she said. I was like, "What?" She goes, "Sharp." I said, "Short." She's like, "That's what I said." No, it's not. No, it is not. There was another one. I was like, "Please don't talk anymore." She's great. We had an amazing walk today.
Yeah.
Okay. This has happened twice. I've taken her outside to walk with me. Really can get her talking. And, you know, like things, it was a beautiful conversation. We started talking about the, talking about Christmas gifts. She was like, am I going to get really excited? I'm like, yeah, I think you will. And she's like, I was like, but I really need you to understand. You are not getting a phone tomorrow. There is no, I'm just saying this because I don't want you to like be disappointed.
Yeah.
I said, and I kind of went into a better explanation of like what needs to happen before that phone happens. And she was telling me all this different stuff and what she would or would not do with it. I'm like, I hear you. I get it.
I saw her with her GoPro camera tonight.
Yeah.
She's not ready.
What do you mean? Just
first of all, she lost it.
Walking in the door.
Yeah. She's like, I know I brought it in the house. I was like, listen, if I find it, I'm keeping it. I'm going to use it.
It was like somewhere stupid, too. Like, right as you walked in the door. Yeah. But great conversations. Everything is going really wonderful. And I told her, like, before we left, what did I say? We went for 37 minutes last time. Mm-hmm. I want you to hit 40 with me. Like, let's try to.
Did you get to 40?
We got to 39:30. Okay.
You could have walked.
I didn't. I thought we were at 40. We could have, but we were stopping and fixing the wreath and stuff, and I just stopped the time. Like, we were still moving because you just threw my wreath out the window today.
To be fair, I was trying not to.
To be fair, I said, you can't open the window. The wreath will fall.
Because it's 65 degrees at Christmas. It's so...
I just said you can't open that window without the wreath falling.
I was trying to prove you wrong, and I failed, okay?
Window opens, and he was like, well, wreath fell. You shit me? No kidding.
No shit.
No shit, it man. Just I just... All right.
And we both sit there and laugh at each other. That's the great part about being home together, is we can laugh with each other.
Yes.
And not so much at each other, but really at each other.
You kill me. So anyway, we get to like 29 minutes, and I have walked, like you can, I'll take Gary with me. I've got different routes. I've got a solid 30-minute route.
I do not vary from my routes,
okay.
Period.
But sometimes like time will, you know, you don't have the time and you need to get back home faster or something. So I have different routes. I knew what it would take to get us 40 minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
And she's wanting to turn down a road, and I'm like, no, ma'am, that is 2 minutes to home. We need to keep going this way and just go one block on.
She's trying to get out of it.
Listen to me when I tell you. She was like, my legs hurt so bad.
I worked out 6 days ago.
I can't do it. So I just like change the subject and I keep walking. She's like, you have, this was a wonderful walk, but you have ruined it. And I'm like, why? Because I asked you to keep walking? Keep walking. So we get through, because she, once you go down the hill, you got to come back up at some point. Mm-hmm. So I gave her the choice of like which route we're coming back home. Well, we get up the hill and she's like, I'm like, how do you feel? How are those legs? She's like, ah, they really didn't hurt. I just didn't want to keep walking. I was like, exactly.
Thanks for being honest.
Exactly. But we're contemplating this
gym membership.
And I struggle with it because I want to take her to work out, but she is not at a place. I don't think I was when I was 13. Knowing what to do once you're at the gym, unless I'd say here is what
y'all do it together.
I don't want to do it together. Not
that's what, and that's, to be honest, that's why I don't like going to the gym with you.
Right.
Is not that we'd work out together.
We would not work out together.
But like,
it is a very,
it's my personal time.
I'm not going to call it like a sacred space, but it is mentally. I don't talk to other people when I'm at the gym.
I do though.
That's weird.
They talk to me, to be fair.
That's still weird. And I'm not, that's I don't not talk, I will talk to you if you come up and talk to me, I will talk and I will be very pleasant.
You have a very unapproachable, like you don't look like you want to be talked to.
Wait a minute. Like all the time or at the gym?
No, at the gym.
It's because I don't.
See? Then I'm like, I'm not necessarily looking for interaction, but it always finds me from complete strangers. Like it's there are people there that I know that I will always talk to. But a lot of times,
wait, do I look like a bitch? What is it?
You look like a woman on a mission.
I am. You only have a set amount of time to be in there, and you got to get your stuff in and get out. There's no time to dilly dally.
No dilly dally.
I can't stand that. I cannot stand people who are in there and they're like,
you know, there's people that go in there in like 3 and 4 hours.
That's insane to me. You're not doing anything.
They might be doing. I mean, let them live their life. Okay, it ain't for us, but it's for you.
We'll judge the hell out of you. But so that the hard part is I'm going to have to sacrifice, because I remember this was the hard part last time when we took her to the gym, is it became a chore. I had to mentally.
You almost had to go twice.
Yeah.
You had to go for you, then you had to take her.
And I'd have to mentally give in to thinking about her, worrying about her, being a mom to her during that time. So I think if we do this. We find her a
trainer.
If we do this, you and I will have to split up the time because I have to be there. If I'm there, I have to be there by myself. At some point. And then you can, like, we can sacrifice that together. But
well, I'm glad you're telling everybody that.
What?
like this little.
I think that's a point of parenting that anybody can understand.
You always had to find your own thing, right? Like,
100%.
Whether it's the gym or if you like reading books or
you cannot consistently, every second of every day, pour into your kids without pouring back into yourself.
Like
at some point.
Jesse Eisler.
Okay.
He owns the Atlanta. He's the guy who found David Goggins.
Okay. Yeah.
He said 2 hours a day are his. Nobody else. Nobody gets his attention, anything. 2 hours a day.
He gets 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. He's a man, though. I'm just telling you. He has kids?
Yes. He is very wealthy. His wife is the founder of Spanx.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She did her employees right.
Yeah. Because she sold the company and
she sent them all on vacation. It was awesome. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, keep going. 2 hours are his alone.
Yeah. And that's his amazing. Workout. Like, and he says all the other time, you know, family, whatever.
He has probably never done his own laundry.
I feel like he has. He's got a good story.
Long, long time ago. Like, he gets 2 hours because he doesn't have to do his own laundry right now.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe we're the same. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, like.
Who's to say? He's just. I'm just saying there's benefit in that.
But I see what you're trying to say. Like, he
you
needs.
You could have 2 hours a day.
There's no way in hell I could have. I could. Somebody's not eating or going to swim or.
You just
I'm not grading anybody's papers.
I think you just got to find the time. Whether it be you wake up a little early. Because we all know you go to sleep on command. She's giving. Listen, Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh. I love you so much.
I thought you were going to start singing.
I
love you to the moon and back.
I am going to go and process where in my schedule I can find hours.
We'll map it. We'll find it.
You're going to map it for me? You're going to let me know? You're going to.
I said we, not
you
me.
You said we are going to do that. I would love to hear your take on my schedule. I would love that. That would be.
We should switch for a week. I make your schedule. You make my schedule.
Please.
That could be a challenge.
Please.
That could be a whole podcast.
Please. I am literally folding laundry and folding your drawers today.
I
and
put them up way right there.
And you were like cultivating memes and hanging out with the kids.
There's people have needs, okay? And it's the holiday season, and maybe that meme put a smile on somebody's face, okay? Do you ever think about that? I think about others, all right? You're thinking about yourself and cleaning up this mess. I'm thinking about others.
As I'm folding your laundry, I'm being selfish.
To be fair, I have the least amount of laundry. I usually hang mine up, put it away, bada bing, bada boom. Anyway. This year, up until Christmas, has been amazing. If you want a gift, it's past the gift-giving season.
No, it's not.
I mean,
screw
if
that.
if you want to treat yourself.
I talked to my mom today. She's like, your dad and I haven't bought each other anything. We're going to sit down next week and figure out what we want. And I'm like, good for you.
Yeah.
Screw this whole, like, you have to get it done. Whatever. Like,
But anyway, our gift to you, go to getamazonmusic.com/closeenough right now, 3 free months. Also, we should have done a podcast last week because I was supposed to push this Echo Dot that you could have got like your Alexa for 99 cents, but.
Really?
Yeah, it's over now.
Oh, damn. We just found the cord to our Alexa again, our Echo Dot, and it's been my favorite thing because I have an app on my phone now. We don't have a landline. Charlie doesn't have a phone, but I can call her and she can answer through the Echo Dot.
Yeah.
And I can see it send announcements. Like right now in her room, I could send
Santa's here.
A fart noise. Nope. I can send a fart noise. And it's like new incoming announcement. And it's a fart noise. So I'm just saying 99 cent deal or not, it's worth it if your kids are at home and you can just announce. Like the other night, Charlie would not answer me, and she doesn't. I can't text her, and I had Harlan laying on me, so I sent an announcement to her room to come to me.
Well,
so I highly support the Alexa, and Harlan knows how to use it.
And yes, and it's very cute,
adorable.
Also, I just want to say that it's crazy that we this year. We have 14,000 plays of this podcast. 13,920 are probably me. No, it doesn't even count when I listen to it.
You told me you didn't listen to it.
I do like immediately after, just to make sure it sounds like I edit it so I hear it there. Like I hear all.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So, but that's crazy. So thank you guys.
Yeah, I
for being along on this crazy ride.
Literally can't fathom that, but
yeah, we used to Abby awesome. Like, hey, this many people is it really?
Yeah,
like, yeah.
I'm still like that. It's so crazy.
Yeah, so we're over the 20,000 all time, but almost all that's come from this year.
That's amazing. Thank you all.
So this is our Christmas episode.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. We hope Santa brought you everything. I know some of y'all probably got some coal because he was on the naughty list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. Listen, there's always...
I could rant about that. Do
just
not,
know this. There's always time to change. There's always time to right the wrongs, get the ship point in the right direction.
Even if your plan is like Gary's and it's to repent on your deathbed.
That's not going to work when I start my own church.
Oh, my God. Stop. Just cue the tunes. This is my favorite Christmas song ever. It's my family. It's... Okay, like, not literally, but it's pretty damn close.
I love you.
I love you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Homemade eggnog. Little sister brought her new boyfriend. He was a Mexican. We didn't know what to think of him. Tell us thing, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Brother Ken brought his kids with him, the three from his first wife Lynn, two identical twins from his second wife, Marinelle. Of course, it brought his new wife, Kay, who talks all about AA. Chain smoking while the stereo plays. Noel, Noel, the first Noel. Turkey, turn the ball game on. Mix margaritas when the eggnog's gone. Send somebody to the quick pack store. We need some icing and extension cord. A can of bean dip and some Diane rides. A box of tampons, some Marlboro Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.